Irish roots and his blonde hair, and he sounds like a Chicago super fan. A music nerd with a collection of CDs from here to there. Yes, Andy Dare is in Chicago, interviewing and barbecuing. It's the
everybody, welcome to the Andy Dare Show. I'm your host, Andy. That was Water Rats and their brand new single called Worms. And if you don't know about Water Rats, that is the lead singer, Pedro Prosdotsimo. He is joining me today. It's episode 172. I want to thank you so much for checking out the Andy Dare Show. And yes, I was in a band with Pedro, I believe in 2009. So a couple years before I even started the show, I had a band called Flatlander out of Chicagoland area. And we had this Brazilian singer named Pedro, and we played a couple awesome shows around town and made some recordings. He is still doing it now. He's back in Brazil, and he has a band called Water Rats. They are punk rock. They are a throwback to, you know, that really good early 90s punk rock from Epitaph Records and stuff like that. Kind of sounding almost West Coast punk, but it's Brazilian. And yes, it is a great new EP called Hellway to High. I would definitely recommend it for anybody interested in some fresh sounds for 2016. And yeah, he's the singer, he's the guitarist, and he also does video work on the side. So we have a nice chat with Pedro. Somehow the call went okay. You know, I'll call guests from a couple states away, and you know, you can hardly hear the guy. But when I call Brazil, Pedro sounds pretty darn good for being an intercontinental call. So yes, want to thank Pedro for checking or for calling in. Want to thank you for checking it out. And go to Spotify or Apple Music and stream the new EP, Hellway to High. It is definitely an interesting listen. And yeah, that's about it for this week. I just want to thank everybody who helped out with the Kevin Matthews appearance in Chicago last week at the Taste of Chicago. That was a blast, and that audio should be up within the next week or so. It's Pugs Moran, his old producer. Kevin sits down for an intimate hour-plus chat with Pugs, and it was awesome. It was a muggy day at the Taste of Chicago, but they had a whole bunch of awesome people come out to the show, some real big shots in Chicagoland radio business. So hopefully this will lead to some future things. Want to thank the Radio Misfits for having Pugs on to do this interview. I shot some film for Rage Agency. So hopefully there will be a film part to this interview, and then the hour-plus audio should be coming out soon on RadioMisfits.com. So that's definitely worth a listen. Kevin is pretty much my big bro in broadcasting. I've been on his show probably 20-plus times, and the guy is hilarious. The guy knows a ton about music. And yes, he's got quite a story, and he's got a new book coming out too. So check that all out. That audio will be out next week, and I will definitely have a link up at andydare.com. So that pretty much does it for my spiel this week. Thanks to Pedro for calling in. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to the sponsors for keeping the lights on here at Honeycomb Hideout Studios in picturesque Westmont. And without further ado, my episode 172, The Intercontinental, with special guest Pedro Prosdotsimo. Hey everybody, thank you so much for checking out the Andy Dare Show. Today it is episode 172, and I am thrilled to be joined once again by my old bandmate, Pedro Prosdotsimo. How are you?
Yay! I'm good, man. I'm glad to hear you.
Nice, yes.
It's good to chat with you, man. It's been a while.
I am calling him all the way out in Brazil, here from Chicagoland, and yeah, it's been 5 years since we chatted. Thought, why not call up some of the people that were first on my show in 2011? And Pedro, you were one of the first ones. Did you enjoy doing that back then?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, sir. Always nice. A good time, man.
Yeah, and I got some good feedback on it, even like this year when I reposted it. People liked the Smith songs that we covered and that one original that we did. But you have, how long have you been moved back to Brazil for?
It's been... I think it's going to be 4 years almost. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's been 4 years. Wow.
But
end of 2012, almost 4 years. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Time flies. And
time flies.
Yeah, Pedro grew up in Brazil and then moved out to Chicagoland. We had a little band for about a year called Flatlander, had some fun playing some shows around. But, you know, infighting with the group always happens. But it seems like you guys are really enjoying yourselves with the band Water Rats, right?
Yeah, it's working, yeah. Who would have thought? I've been in so many bands.
Yeah, really.
I never thought it would actually work in a band. a band would actually work for such a long time, yeah. It's worse than relationships for me.
That's
but now
true.
It's almost lasting more than my longest lasting relationship, which
nice.
Was 4 years.
So you're almost there, so you better watch out or something will happen, right?
I know. I'm...
Don't jinx it. But Water Rats, they got the new album, Hellway to High, which is a great title. I found it on Apple Music. Do you know that all the albums are streaming there on Apple Music?
I didn't know. Since I started using Spotify last year, I've only been in Spotify. I just check out stuff and everything in Spotify. And then when I'm over there in Sweet America that I miss so much, I buy some old vinyls that are cheaper because it's, you know, a little expensive for us in dollars. But I'm just in Spotify the whole day. I was just right now working and listening to Spotify.
Is your band on Spotify? Is the Water Rats on Spotify?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know it's a thing where the band doesn't really make any money off the people streaming it on Spotify or Apple Music, but it's cool just to have people check it out and tell their friend, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, I'm just happy that people are listening to it. That's you know, when you're young, when we were younger, Andy,
yep.
We were thinking probably that, wow, if we make a record one day, we'll sell it, right?
Yep.
It was the 90s.
Yeah, really. Then Napster happened, right? Yeah.
Then it happened, which is great too, right? I mean, I'm in Brazil. I wouldn't have access to all the music that I wanted.
That's
true. If
yeah.
I didn't steal it. It's a catch 22. So I'm just happy if one day people are stealing my album from, I don't know.
Sure.
Downloading from, what's that Swedish website where the laws are different there? So the bay.se.
Yeah, the pirate. Yeah, the pirate bay. Yep. And,
Pirate Bay, yeah.
So the one thing with a band in 2016, you really got to hit the road and play shows. And that's the thing I see you guys are playing out quite a bit. How about like your favorite live performance from the last year or so?
My favorite performance live ever was one of our last ones. We played inside a museum in Barcelona.
Nice.
That was mind-blowing. And that was not the show that I was thinking was going to be the best ever, because we played at this festival called Primavera Sounds.
Sure, yeah.
Primavera Sounds in Barcelona, which was, it was mind-blowing, because on the same day, all on like bigger, way bigger stages, of course. Brian Wilson, Radiohead, even those bands from Chicago that I missed. What's that Steve Albini's band called again?
Big Black? Shellac. Or Shellac, yeah.
Shellac. They were so good, man. I never seen them before in Chicago. It's weird. And they're so good. They play so well. It's so crazy. And then I thought I was going to be the best show ever, but we played too late, and I was tired. And then I don't know, the craziest people were there, because they were like, it was super late. It was like 4 a.m. there.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's just, you know, it's their culture. The Latin, they're, Brazil is more like Latinos. People go out late. They stay out late at shows. So it wasn't that late for them, but I was, I don't know, I was nervous and tired. And then the other day I was hangover from the day before. And I didn't think it was going to be that great, but it was awesome. It was like a lot of people to watch us. They already knew us. And I was like, wow, I've never seen that before. A lot of people.
I did see that you guys were in Rolling Stone in Brazil. Did that give you definitely some exposure? Where do you still hear people talk about you because of that? Or is it a thing where it's not as important as it was in the 80s or 90s to be in Rolling Stone? Or is it cool?
I mean, in U.S., maybe it's like you're not in Rolling Stone unless you're really big, right?
Sure. Yeah.
In Brazil, it's like it's almost like that. It's not a lot of big bands in Brazil. Rock and roll isn't a thing here. So, you know, that's why we travel a lot overseas as well.
Sure.
Of course, I was mind blown when we were in Rolling Stone. We ended up finding out that at some gig we played in Brazil a while ago, a festival up north, which is better than South right now, which is crazy. It used to be, South used to be
even switched. Yeah.
Better in the 90s. But someone was there, some lady, she was the writer for Rolling Stones, that she watched our show, and we were like wasted at that show. We were really drunk.
Nice.
We didn't think it was a good show, and she said that she was mind blown by our show, and then all of a sudden we were in Rolling Stone. But things didn't start happening until we went overseas, because people don't think we're serious. You know, if you're a garage band here in Brazil, people don't care much. You know,
yeah.
You know how it goes. And then we go somewhere else, and then people start thinking, oh, maybe they are serious, because they spend a lot of money going
traveling
to play for those people who created rock and roll in U.S. or England.
How about this? How is punk rock viewed in Brazil? Is it even more of a subculture than in America? Is it like frowned upon? Is it more of dance music is all the thing? Dance music on beaches? And I don't know. Like, what's the biggest thing in the culture of Brazil for music, and how does punk rock stack up to that? Is it embraced?
Man, it's funny because in the 90s, you know, because of Nirvana, the grunge and stuff, everything was stronger, I think, rock in general, and the whole world must have been like that. But now nowadays it's cool, because it's so underground again. I went this weekend to see some old punk bands, some of the first punk bands in Brazil.
Nice.
One of them is from here, from my hometown, and I went to see them. People are so old, and it's funny, but you see kids again at shows, and it's like it was a lot of people there, and it's like it's so underground again. People are like punks, like, you know, I don't know how to explain. It had changed.
Yep.
Of course, but it's underground again, you know. It's been absorbed, of course. Punk rock is not a novelty now. But, you know, that scene, you know, that must be everywhere, must be like a scene like that in the whole world, even in China.
Yeah, sure.
But that scene has gotten stronger. Yeah, it's cool. It's I don't know how to explain.
So you guys might stick out a little bit more being in Brazil than if you were in Los Angeles. I know you played a lot in Los Angeles. How are the Americans embracing the Water Rat sound? Because you don't sing in Brazil or in what language? It's mostly in English, right?
Yeah, there's some small parts and some songs we try to infuse like a fusion thing with some part of like a little bit of Portuguese, because one of our biggest influences is the biggest band that came out of Brazil ever was Sepultura.
Oh, sure.
We also like a lot of Os Mutantes, and they had that, you know, they had they try it. I think Os Mutantes was like all the time in Portuguese, and
sure.
Sepultura at some point they got some recognition and they started like starting to put a little bit of Portuguese lyrics in the middle of their songs.
Sure.
That's what we're trying to do, yeah.
Dude, I saw a YouTube video of Sepultura from like the late 80s playing in South America in some gymnasium, and this pit looked like vicious. It was like probably the most crazy looking show I have ever seen. And Rock needs to return to some of that danger, I think. So maybe Water Rats will bring
that
back.
There was an edge, right? Yeah, it wasn't safe. That's the thing, you know, like 80s and 90s. That's probably what changed, yeah. I was thinking of that at the show. On this Saturday, I went to see No Milk Today, this band from here. And there's another one called Cholera. They're some of the first bands ever. They were from the 80s.
Wow, nice.
Like, No Milk Today was from 1993, I think. But that's early, you know? Like, I was 13 years old. That's probably when I found out Nirvana.
First getting into
rock and roll. And you can tell that was a whole different world back then, like in the 80s, when I was, you know, you and I, for example, we were old enough to know. I mean, I liked, like, Michael Jackson, Aha.
Sure.
I had, like, some super pop music I listened to, which was weird already, because my friends, the same age, they didn't care about music that much that time. And, you know, like, but you can tell that punk, you know, punk was like, wow, that looks like people are, they're crazy people.
Sure.
Scared of that.
It was definitely a breath of fresh air. Yeah.
It's definitely not the case anymore.
No.
In the good and in the bad way, you know. It's the music, it's great music, I think. It's my favorite kind of music, probably.
Sure. And to talk about my past guest from last week, Bruce Pavitt of Sub Pop. I saw that you guys made pilgrimage up to the Pacific Northwest probably a year or two ago, right, at this point?
Yeah, 2004, of course. Yeah.
Nice. And you guys just got a tour of it, or why did you guys go there?
It was our first experience, because we started in 2000, end of 2012, and then 2013, we were opening for bands already that were kind of similar style, I don't know, off.
Okay.
And there's this band that has the guy from Bad Religion, Circle Jerks.
Sure, Keith Morris?
No, that's fuck, man. How can I not remember his name right now? Greg, Greg Hudson, man. And he's awesome, man. Greg Hudson and Tony Alva.
Nice.
There's a band called JFB, and they were just touring around, and you can tell, of course, people knew them because they're famous already, but people didn't know their band.
Cool.
So we that was some of our first shows was opening for them, and they were like, yeah, you guys should come to the West Coast, of course, like, why not? You sound like you're from there already, so
nice.
That's why what we do. In 2014, it was like an experience. We saved some money. And we just went. We just and our best show was the LA show. We LA Portland was good too, because they like a lot of punk rock there.
Sure, yeah.
So West Coast was a hit for us, because we of course it was kind of obvious, because we try to sound like that in the beginning of the band. We sound a lot like Off.
Okay.
And Black Flag and stuff like that. We wanted to sound like that, and. We're still trying. No, and then our LA show was great, because Greg Hudson was there.
Cool.
And he bought some beers for us, and we were happy. You know, it's always expensive to tour, but we love America. We love rock and roll, of course. So we want to go as often as we can.
Nice.
And that worked. We saw that. We were like, maybe it's not that difficult, you know, to tour. I've always been in bands. I always tried. It's always been hard, but this time it's working, finally.
That's awesome.
Now that I'm getting old.
Yeah, nice. And, how about then? Yeah, so you saw Sub Pop and stuff like that. And then about a year ago, I saw an awesome video with you guys recording with Jack and Dino, and Thurston Moore is hanging out, and it looked like it was all paid for by Converse. Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, we owe our souls to Converse now, man, because
nice.
We pretty much won this. Yeah, we won this contest from Converse Rubber Track Global one, not the local one. And we couldn't believe it when we won that thing. And then it's like, yeah, our dream's coming true, finally. Like, even we went even further than we expected. Because we didn't know, you can tell in the video, we didn't know what was going to happen exactly. Who was going to record us?
Sure.
We didn't know it was Jack and Dino.
No.
We didn't know, we knew we were going to Seattle record, and that studio where our heroes, some of our heroes, that all the... Even other influences like grunge and stuff when we were younger.
Reciprocal, like, is that what it was called? Or is it a
Soundgarden and stuff? Yeah. No, it was called Avast.
Oh yeah, called Avast. Okay, cool. And Thurston Moore came and you guys must have shit your pants.
Yeah, they were like, holy shit, what are you doing here, man? Fucking legends.
Nice. So things are really working out well for you, and I'm glad to see it. You definitely seem like you're working your ass off. Besides the band, you're also a videographer, or that's a side business for you too? Or?
Yeah, no, that's my main job actually. That's how I paid for the band.
Oh, I got you. Nice.
When I came back, I had a job in Chicago for 5 years that sponsored my visa. Then, you know, after 5 years, I came to Brazil and I was engaged to an American lady and we were living together here. I started a company. I didn't marry her, but the company is still going.
Nice.
And no, she had anything to do with the company, actually.
Gotcha.
The thing I was doing when I got back. And then we've been working hard. And now I just directed a movie here last year. Was funded by the government.
Whoa, nice.
It's a documentary about history and stuff. Brazil is a totally shit situation right now, economic and social and stuff. It's good for writing punk songs.
Hey, we have that in common with you, Pedro, up in here in America.
I don't know. I was going to ask you, yeah. How's it going now? Did you vote for Bernie?
I voted for Hillary just because I knew Bernie wasn't going to make it, and now
right.
Hillary doesn't seem like a great pick anyways.
Yeah, I know. Donald like, people are insane. Not scared of her.
They're all kind
but
of insane.
Trump, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a little bit better than Trump, so I'll vote for her, maybe because she can bring back a little bit of Bill Clinton's vibe to the White House, and I think the 90s, as we were talking earlier, seemed like a better time. And we'll see what happens. Though you never know. You got to just be thankful for every day, right?
Right. But man, I don't know much about Hillary because if I was there, I was gonna vote for Bernie anyway, and I'd probably have done that because if you're gonna vote, right, you might want your candidate to win.
That is true.
But I'm scared of Trump.
Yeah.
Trump won't be good for us. Won't let us foreigners get in.
No, it's not good for anybody, and unfortunately, it seems like that might happen. So who knows? Just keep making art and just believe in yourself, and I think everything will work out fine. How about this? The Olympics are in Rio. Where is Rio de Janeiro, or where is Rio? Is that near you?
Oh, we've just been to Rio. Yeah, a few weeks ago, we went on a weekend tour.
Nice.
Around the state. It's close to São Paulo. I lived in São Paulo for a while. São Paulo is a huge city.
Sure.
Rio too. Rio is like, it's like really big. I don't remember numbers now. I'm not very good with numbers. I know that in fact São Paulo is like New York and a half. It's huge.
Oh wow. Yeah.
It's only second to Mexico City in America, north and south.
Sure.
America. And Rio is huge too, and it's the crime capital of Brazil. So I don't know. I have a lot of stuff to write in punk songs because things are crazy right now. Like, you know, there's a lot of starving people, and then you have host this Olympic thing, and there's like, you know, you can't even like guarantee the security. I hope it's gonna be all right. You know.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend to you guys, my North American friends that are fans of sports, to come down because I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, especially with all the terrorism going on and everything. Yeah, they're spending millions on that when they're starving people in other parts of the city. So, I don't know. But, yeah, it might be at least something cool for everybody to check out around the world, to check Rio out for a little bit.
For Rio, it's badass, yeah. I mean, there's a punk scene there. It's pretty cool, yeah. I mean, over the state, too. It was good times. It's funny. It's like some hipsters, one of the cities, they have like New York style. They really liked like New York hardcore.
Really?
Some guys were wearing like Madball t-shirt, and another one was like Sick of It All.
Nice.
It's funny the way things are nowadays, you know? Like, there's still these awesome, cool scenes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was talking to Bruce Pavitt about how the internet has affected regionalism in music and in punk rock in general. Like, we were talking about how in the 80s you had the sound for the Pacific Northwest, you had the SST sound in Los Angeles, you had like Austin sound, like the Butthole Surfers, Chicago had a punk scene, Minneapolis, and now with the internet, everybody has your scene on their phone, even in South America, in Asia, I mean, everybody can be part of it. It's weird.
Exactly. That's so cool. It's weird. It's like safer, you know, more accessible.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool, man, because to me, it was always about the music.
Sure.
I mean, it's cool. Have a scene, you know, kid. They have ideals. But that doesn't last so long, you know, unfortunately. But
sure.
And that's the beauty of it. Like, I was listening the other day to, I have this vinyl. It's called You Weren't There, The History of Chicago Punk.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And it's awesome. It's awesome. I was listening to the vinyl, and I listened to the vinyl. I have a few vinyls, but I wanted to make sure to have that.
Nice.
I bought that when I went to Contemporary Museum of Arts in Chicago.
Okay, cool. Nice.
And I was living there.
With Naked
and
Ray Gun.
It's so cool.
That's
it's
awesome.
So cool to know those bands, you know, like Naked Reagan. I didn't know. I think Steve Albini was in Naked Reagan, wasn't he? I don't know.
Who, Steve?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah, Steve Albini, he worked with a guy from Naked Reagan. He was in like in Big Black. They were all kind of working together. And
Big Black. There you go.
Yep. Well, that's really cool, and this has been an awesome chat. What is next for Water Rats?
Next is paying the bills from our last tour.
Nice.
It wasn't that hard. I mean, this time, at least it's getting less expensive, almost paying off, and that's a dream.
Perfect. Yeah.
And next, we're going to save some money and go to Latin America. I've never been to other countries. I've never been to Uruguay. Chile, I've been, but only for a weekend. We want to go to other countries in South America.
Nice, and it's
within
this year,
a
couple
possible,
hours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It won't be that long of a tour, yeah. And then we don't need to save that much money, and then we don't stay away that long from work.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, if you guys ever come up to Chicago, I will help promote any show you got or spread the word.
Oh, I would love to, man. I miss Chicago.
Nice. Yeah, we miss you here, too. And, yeah, this has been a great chat. Thanks for taking the time out of your day. If they want to find more about Water Rats, what's the best website?
Just type Water Rats in YouTube. I think there's we have a lot of videos now. We're fortunately in the, like, friends with a lot of people in the video industry,
nice.
Video production industry.
So
there's a lot of stuff there.
Check out the videos. Check it out on Spotify, Apple Music. But if you're going to listen, tell a friend, spread the word, and all that social media stuff, why don't you hit them up? And any last words, Pedro?
Chicago, I miss you. Hey, I miss Chicago.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice.
Chicago style hot dog.
Sweet. All right, on behalf of Pedro Prosdotsimo, this is Andy signing off for the Andy Dare Show. This episode of the Andy Dare Show is brought to you in part by Uncle Bub's award-winning barbecue in Westmont, Illinois. Family-owned and operated since 1997, Uncle Bub's is the real deal barbecue. A family-friendly restaurant open 7 days a week. Also, it's a full-service catering company doing weddings, pig roasts, luau's, grill packages, you name it. They have a friendly, helpful staff that will make sure that your party goes off without a hitch. Call them at 630-493-9000. Visit them at 132 South Cass Avenue in Westmount, Illinois, and UncleBubs.com. Hey man, I know you like grilling. I know you like getting those dark grill marks on your burgers, fish, chicken. And I know you don't want to just dry your meat out like you're cooking with a hairdryer. Why not get the Man Grate and click through the AndyDareShow.com's banner so we can keep the lights on here at Honeycomb Hideout Studios in gorgeous Westmont, Illinois. The Man Grate. This episode of the Andy Dare Show is brought to you in part by Record Utopia, a music lover's dream with thousands of vinyl records, musical instruments, and sound gear. They buy, sell, and trade. Give them a call at 630-963-1957. Visit them in Westmont, Illinois at 309 West Ogden Avenue, on the web at recordutopia.com. It's always a good, relaxed atmosphere. Check them out, Record Utopia. This has been a presentation of the Andy Dare Show and Dare Network. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved. Thank you so much for listening, and please do check out AndyDare.com for more info.